Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to worship at College Park. So excited to be together today. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. Several of these are listed there in your bulletin. We invite you to take that bulletin and find out what's going on in the life of our church. I'll draw your attention to a few things. It is Baptism and Communion Sunday. A great day. Especially to be together. Because of that, there is no children's time. Make note of that. Monday morning Bible study, book club, all that stuff's happening. No book club. No reading this week, except the Bible, right?
Read your Bible.
Other things are listed there. Normal schedule tonight and this week. Next Sunday, we'll have our mission action plan, our budget vote. This Wednesday night, there'll be an opportunity to ask any questions. Make sure you may have opportunity to ask any of those questions that you have for the budget that will be voted on next Sunday morning. Other things are listed there in your bulletin. We want to find out who is in worship today. The way that we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you wouldn't mind, take that pew pad, write your name down, give us contact information if you choose, send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. We do ask that last person, when it comes to you and you're done, please send it back to where it got started. And we do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. We're especially thankful for our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. They're going to give something to you. So if you're a guest, we'd like for you to just raise your hand right where you are. And the ushers are going to come down the aisle. They're going to give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. Baptism, one of those things that we believe so strongly in. Do you remember your baptism? What a high day it was for all of us. A moment when we connected with Christ and we connected with believers across the centuries. Today is a special day, a powerful day. And as we celebrate both baptism and communion, we encourage you to remember and to be thankful. And out of that grateful heart, go out and share the love of Christ to the world. Will you pray with me? Our Father, what a good day it is. Powerful when we are reminded what it means to follow Jesus. In all ways, whether it's in baptism or by following his commands or remembering his sacrifice, we come to this time of worship. May everything that's done in this place be done to honor you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Let us bow down before his presence with out in a splash zone. You've heard me say before that Baptism and Communion Day are my favorite days of the year. They really are, because it is an opportunity for us to share in the experience of someone who has gone from head knowledge of Jesus to heart knowledge of Jesus. In a 9 o'clock service, we talked about Paul's conversion experience and the difference that that made in his life. And one of the things that he used was this excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ, which was not book knowledge. It's not something that you even heard. It's something that you incorporated into your life. It's about a relationship. I remember full well the day, the night that I came to know that I really needed to accept Jesus Christ. It was the last day of a week-long revival service at First Baptist Hendersonville. I can even tell you the man's name was preaching. That his name was Herman Hicks. And he made the gospel so clear to me that night, I had no doubt in my mind but what the Holy Spirit was pulling me, drawing me. And so I went and made my profession of faith. I remember my baptism. I was scared to death. Sorry, Hampton, but I know you're going to do better, buddy. I was scared to death. There was a lot of people there that morning. But once I came into the water and I started listening to Mike Goss talk about the significance of my decision and making that public, everything else was lost into just being focused on what was being said and the experience. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And this morning, even as Hampton comes in just a moment, I want you to take this opportunity, as Jeff has already referred to reflect upon your own baptism, to reflect upon your own faith. And if there's a point in there that there's a disconnect for you, I'd be glad to talk with you about it, because it's too important, you know, to let go unanswered. Questions you may have, doubts you may have. I'll certainly be glad to address that with you. But this morning we come together to celebrate Hampton and his decision, and Jesus Christ who has come into his heart, and he has no doubts. He is very articulate about what he desires and how he wants to live his life for Christ. So Hampton, with that, I'll invite you into the baptism waters here, buddy. As Hampton is here, I want to invite you, if you are a family member, if you've been a part of Hampton's Christian education in any capacity, either through the church or through their family connections, I want to invite you to join me and Hampton in standing at this time. And Jason and Lori are going to come, his mom and dad are going to come and deliver a charge to him.
This is a special day. By publicly sharing your decision to accept Christ and standing beside your pastor of baptism water, you're continuing a tradition that started with John the Baptist and Jesus, and that's a big deal to celebrate. We all celebrate with you today. As you know, it's tradition in College Park for someone to give a challenge to the candidate for baptism. And I smile as I say that, because I know you know that challenge is your favorite word. You've asked me to do two things as part of this challenge. One I'm going to do and one I'm not going to do. The thing I am going to do is share a Bible verse that you love. The thing I'm not going to do is sing a song. I'm not going to sing, because that would be a blessing to the people that are here. But I do have enough joy in my heart to celebrate today, so I'll sing to you later. Your verse is from 1 John chapter 3, the first verse of the chapter. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. Those are beautiful words from the Bible, and it sets up the challenge that I share with you this morning. The first part of this challenge is for you to know who you are. As the words say in that scripture verse, you are a child of God. And you know what that means, because you felt God's love in your life. He created you. He knows every hair on your head. And he knows what's ahead on your life's journey. God loves you, and he has promised to always love you and to be there for you. Remember that you are a child of God. Second, you are a child of College Park. You've been part of this church since before you were born. When your mother was expecting you, we were expecting you, your mother was pregnant with you, and people celebrated with us in anticipation. Before you were born, when I was on staff, the senior adults, the college partners, gave a shower to celebrate your birth. And it was a diaper panel. And we got so many diapers that I don't think we bought diapers for most of the first year of your life. Not only your pastor that you stand beside, not only Jeff back here, two men who have dedicated their lives to teaching people about Jesus, this church staff, the people that are around your son, I want you to look around and see the people who are standing who have taught you about Jesus since you were on the nursery hall. And through all the classes and the Bible studies and the RAs and different activities that you've been involved with. So many of the people who are not standing have prayed for you, they've supported and loved you and our family. You have been very blessed, as we have, to be part of this body of Christ. And I want you to know that in the future, on good days and bad days, that this is your church family. And these are people that will support you in prayer, and these are people that will support you in what is ahead. And finally, I want you to know that you're our child, and you have been a blessing to us. Your mother will say, a brief word about that. But you have been born into a family that loves you, not just the two of us, but your brother, and also your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your aunts, and your uncles, and others in our family, and close friends that feel like family, people that love you. We are all here for you, son. And I want you to remember that just like you're a child of God, a child of College Bar, that you're a child of our family, that we love you, we'll love you. And the final part of my challenge is this. Be who God created you to be. There's going to be great pressure from the world to be who other people want you to be and to fit into certain categories. But God blessed you with talents and abilities for His purpose, not the world's, for His. And you're going to play a big role in that. Yes, it takes talent and strength and guts to make a 10-foot putt under pressure or to do good on a test or to try to get a base hit in a baseball game. But it takes true courage and character to follow God, to seek Him, and to utilize His strength and His plan rather than your strength or my strength and our plan. I pray that throughout your life that you will seek Him and trust Him and follow Him in what He has for you. And I can't wait to see it. These are big challenges, but I know that with God's help, you're up to it. As I like to joke, your initials, HMC, stand for Handy Meets Challenges. And I know that you can do it, and I'm looking forward to watching
it all. Anthony, closing, I want to share one more verse with you. It's one you're going to recognize because I wrote it down for you recently when we started something new. Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God has blessed you with a great heart. From a very early age, we have seen the determined independent spirit shine through. We know that perseverance has always been a strong character trait for you. It's such a gift to be your parents. We get such joy from watching you live your life. Here's a little secret. We learn from you. I told you recently when I faced the challenge that I thought of you, and I mustered my courage when I was a little scared to be courageous like you are. We have always recognized that it is our job as your parents to help you grow and mature and use that gift for good. And to know and love God is the key. He will use your gifts to accomplish great things. He already has, and we can't wait to see what's next. Today we're celebrating your commitment to allow God to lead your life. So as you go from here, whatever you face, I always want you to remember these words. Be strong. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you.
Okay, let's do that up and down. Okay, hang on, baby. Okay.
Hampton, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a privilege, it's an honor, it's a real joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your Aunt Suzanne had a long drive this morning, buddy. She had a long drive, but she said she was not about to miss this, and she is here to hand you your candle. And we want you to hang on to that candle as a reminder to let your light shine before men. Okay, buddy? Would you pray with me? Gracious Father, our hearts are filled with joy because we see the evidence that you continue to work, that your Spirit continues to bring forth fruit. And Father, we thank you for the privilege of being a part of that. And we pray that you would challenge us as well, even as Mom and Dad have challenged Hampton, that we would be challenged also to continue to let our light shine before men. Not that we would receive anything from that, but that, Father, you would receive the glory. And that others would come to know the joy and the peace that we experience daily. For it's in your precious Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Would you pray with me, please? Father God, you hold each person's life as more precious than we can ever imagine. You created all that is and with love formed us in your image. When our love falters, your love remains steadfast. When we turn from following your ways, you call us back. Lord, give us a new heart to live as faithful people who show forgiveness to others. Make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in your ministries in this place. At this moment, may we dedicate our time, dedicate our monies,
and to support the ministries of this church in sharing the good news. All that we are and all that we have is a trust from you. It is with gratitude we return to you what is yours. Lord, I pray that you will keep our hearts tender to your love and to your word. And we pray that you will help us ever to be mindful of the needs of others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
this morning in the 9 o'clock service. I preach from Philippians chapter 3. It's a passage of Scripture where Paul basically says, I'm as earnest can get. I'm as zealous can get. And he outlines his credentials for righteousness, at least as the Jewish mindset was at the time. And then he says, and all of it, you can be zealous, you can be earnest, and you can be completely wrong. And he said, that was me. All of that is rubbish. The word is translated rubbish can actually mean one of two things. It can mean the leftover trash from dinner that you threw to the dogs. And again, dogs weren't like the precious little Labradors and Beagles that we think of now. They were waiting there begging for food. Dogs were scavengers. They were running through the streets looking for stuff that people had cast aside. So it could have meant that. You could take it that way. It also meant manure, body waste. He's saying all of that stuff is basically waste compared to what Jesus Christ has done for me. And he came to that point in his life where he said, all of that stuff is, it's just selfish. It's just exterior. What needs to happen is for you to claim Christ interior. Head knowledge, as I said earlier, head knowledge is fine and good. What you hear, fine and good. But until you make that a part of who you are, and Paul says, until you do that, all the rest is garbage. Knowing and understanding what Christ did for us, how can we not choose a relationship with Him? And there's no time that brings it to our remembrance more than being at the Lord's table. Because as we've said before, he knew the deal. Jesus knew the deal. As he's talking with his disciples, those that he knew would run like scared children, those that would deny him, he knew all of that. But he still wanted them to know how much he was going to give for them. And as we enter to the Lord's table today, I want you to know just how much Christ gave for you. A couple of words of encouragement. If you're here this morning, you're a believer, we invite you to commune with us. We practice what we refer to as open communion, which means whether you're a member at College Park or not, we want you to commune with us. So feel free to take and to enjoy this time of communion, not only with one another, but with God. Also, in terms of instruction, as our deacons go down the aisle there, they will serve you. They will hold the tray to serve you. This is significant because we serve one another. We don't take it ourselves. We are served. We are encouraged by others. So they will serve you. And if you would, after you partake, if you would hold it for the next person so that they can take and pass it on down the row in that manner. Choir, same deal, if you all would do the same thing. As we join in that time, I want to open us in a word of prayer. And I invite you during this time to focus your attention, your priorities, and what we're about to do. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, we thank you. We thank you for this experience of celebrating with Hampton and his family. God, we know that the angels in heaven rejoice on a day like today. And so we're truly thankful and joyful. Father, as we come to the table, help us to remember. Help us to truly remember not only our baptism, not only our decision to follow you, but Father, the price also with which our salvation was attained. For it's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. Scripture tells us about that night that Jesus gathered with his disciples in what they called the upper room. And it wasn't unusual for them to gather this time of year for their meal. That wasn't unusual. But it took a strange turn when Jesus all of a sudden started talking about his body being broken for them. What is he talking about? Can you imagine their questions? Questions which would be strangely answered over the next several days. His body was broken for them, but it was also broken for us. Again, until we take that head knowledge and get it to our heart, we don't fully understand the impact of what it means in turn to offer our broken selves to God for fixing, for redemption, for saving. So when he said, take and eat, I invite you to do the same. In Philippians 3, Paul outlines again, he says, if we were going under the old covenant, I'm as bad a good as it gets. That's really kind of what he says. As you read through his credentials, he says, I'm just about as righteous can get, and it's still not good enough. It can't be good enough because it's not based on our goodness. And then he begins to talk about a new covenant, a new opportunity through Christ. And Jesus made reference to that in the upper room. He said, you know, this is my blood. It's a new covenant. And as we've said before, a covenant is an arrangement between multiple parties. It's not dictated. It's an arrangement. And Jesus says, because you're not able to do it on your own, we have a new arrangement. We have a new covenant together. And then he invited them to drink to seal that covenant. And as we drink, I invite you, remember, if you've been kind of casual in the covenant, it's a time to recommit yourself. Take and drink. We know that according to Scripture, after they had shared in the meal, it says they sang a song before they went out. And so we're going to sing a song. It is an opportunity, again, to respond to what you've experienced today. Maybe you felt God kind of tugging on your heart for one of several reasons. Maybe you're not a believer and you're with us this morning and say, I'd like to know more about that Jesus you're talking about. I'd like to have that personal relationship. When we sing, I'm going to be here at the front. I invite you to come. I'll be glad to talk with you about that. If you're not comfortable coming down here, call me this week. Let's get together and talk about it. If you're here and you say, well, I am a believer, but you know, I've become a little bit too casual in the relationship. My priorities have become a little bit out of order. I want to invite you this morning. You can certainly talk with God where you are. I'll be glad to speak with you and pray with you if you'd like. The altar will be open. You can certainly come there as well. If you're here and you'd like to be a member of College Park, there's a lot of ways we receive members. I'd be glad to share that with you. Whatever your decision, I invite you to make that as we stand and sing together now. want to invite you, as we get ready to go from here, I think it's important for us to recall, to remember. And the whole service has been kind of about that theme of remembering. And one way that we reinforce our own decisions and our own knowledge of who God is and what He's done for us is to covenant together not only with one another, but also with Hampton, with this new believer. And so I invite you to take your order of service. There's a covenant with new believer that's listed there. And read the respective parts. I'll read the light print, invite you to read the dark print as we covenant together. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers for each other and this new believer?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
These things we covenant together before God.
Amen.
Hampton, would you join me, buddy? I told you in my office I had a couple things to give you this morning. I know you have a good Bible because it's the Bible I was going to give you until I checked with Mom and Dad, okay? And you've got your Adventure Bible home, and that's a great Bible. But I wanted to give you something else. It's called the Action Bible. And it just puts it in illustration and some really good, dependable stories from Scripture that are put to illustration. And I hope that'll just kind of help you too as you kind of study and learn the stories of God's Word, okay? And I also want to present to you your certificate of baptism today. You can put that somewhere. Maybe to have Mom or Dad frame it up for you and put it on your wall to remember today and put your candle there with it, okay? I want to invite you to come by after the benediction and the choral response. Hampton's going to be here. Family's going to be here. Hey, family, just line up all the way across. Bring it all. Bring it all. We want to greet you all and celebrate with you, okay? Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this day. God, it's been a glorious day. It's been a joyful day. Father, it renews our sense of urgency to tell others about what you did through your Son, Jesus Christ, for us. So we pray that we would be renewed in our vigor and in our enthusiasm to share the good news of Jesus Christ. For it's in your Son's precious name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen.